Members, I'll call the Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration to order. The clerk will note the roll and a quorum is present. As in Seifert, we'll move the minutes for Thursday, May 7, 2009. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, I'll move the proposed supplemental calendar for the day. Thanks, guys. I'll move the proposed supplemental calendar for the day for Friday, May 8th, 2009. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, we'll look at time parameters now. If you look at your sheet, we have the proposed calendar. We did receive word from of the minority side that a few bills, such as, let's see here, Senate File 99, Senate File 910, and Senate File 477 would take a little bit more time, so we added some time to those. Then if you look to the bottom, Conference Committee Reports, and an omnibus bill that I think we'll take up today, the Conference Committee Report for House File 885, 2 hours, and the dedicated funding of the Mary Murphy omnibus bill, 2 hours. Any discussion or changes necessary to these time parameters? Representative
points on the where is it? The baby Huey one with the 8-year-olds in the car seats. I can't find it now.
That would be Senate File 99, Liz Hartman's bill on restraints required for child passengers.
Would there be a do we know if there's an amendment on the primary seatbelt? I think it's fine for an hour, but I think if the primary gets offered, that would not be enough time.
The author of the bill is actually sitting down there. Representative Portman.
What say she?
I would pull the bill. There's no way primary will be attached to it. This is all by itself.
Okay. All right.
My second question, Mr. Chair, was on
Representative
Murphy's. I had an email from the NRA that they were opposed and wanted some changes, and I thought, 2 hours might be a little on the low side if there's a lot of debate on moving some money around.
Harrison Seifert, do you have a suggestion to increase?
Maybe to 3 hours or 2.5. Just
we'll go to 3 hours. Representative Westrum.
That sounds good, Mr. Chair. It took over an hour in Ways and Means. And that amendment was basically the only amendment.
Well, the good news is those folks who talk to Ways and Means, they don't have to talk on the floor, but we will move it to 3 hours.
New audience.
New audience. Representative Westrum, this isn't the Rolling Stones retirement tour where you have to play the same songs every day that you're in front of a new audience. Any further discussion with the change for 3 hours for Representative Mary Murphy's bill? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, for session for tomorrow and or tonight, we have members who are pending canceling fishing. They signed up for a boat launch tomorrow. Some are canceling now, thinking we have session to do the arts and crafts bill, and I'm wondering if we should do some type of floor announcement just to kind of let people know what the lay of the land might be, or is it too premature to say something this morning?
Well, that's considered. I believe if we suspend the rules to take up House File 1231, we will not need session tomorrow and let conference committees continue their work to get done. I would just like to double check that with you and the speaker as we start session. And then I don't believe there needs to be a floor announcement. We will be breaking for caucus, and that will give ourselves the opportunity to do that within our caucus. Representative Lilly.
Mr. Chair and Representative Seifert, I'm the author of the trails component in that bill, and can you add, with the arts and crafts, can you add trails, please?
Okay. Arts, crafts, and trails, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Very much appreciate it.
We could even remix it to Trail Mix.
Trail Mix.
All right. Members, Representative Charles,
if I may, I'll probably offend my good friends from northern Minnesota, but, with the opening of fishing, there are some good fishing lakes within reach of the Twin Cities metropolitan area. One of them, White Bear is one. One happens to be where the governor is having his opening fishing, but the other one is the lake called Square Lake, which is one of the best
fishing lakes in the entire state in Washington County.
Representative Gunther.
Tourism promotion here with the opening of fishing.
There's also 211,000 acres of hunting land.
seven county metro areas. They made that very, very clear that we'll fired out their Heritage Council.
But you can't have an uncased long gun in the...
Well, I will be trolling for a deal here at the Capitol all weekend. I wish I could join some of you who are going to be fishing this weekend. Members, an important announcement here. I'm going to be recessing the committee, but this time I mean it. We may actually come back and do more work on a calendar later, so I'll be announcing that on the floor if necessary. Members, we're in recess.